I turned away. There was something over me. It was shining. I thought I was going to pass out. Brew's arm came from between the two guys working on him. I took his hand. It was limp. I squeezed it, and I thought that he squeezed back. Keep pressure on the wound. It's not helping. It's too open. Just keep the pressure. Too many places. We gotta try to keep putting it in. Okay, okay, you keep looking. How's the other one? The boots scraped against my shoulder as they shifted position. Looks like shock, maybe a concussion. He breathing? A face over mine, lifting my neck. A mouth over mine, blowing air into me. I was a balloon. The air pushed into my chest. I gasped. He's breathing. Watch him. See if the legs are swelling. As they started probing my legs, I turned to see Brew again. There were tubes. A medic had what looked like the thing you use to take baby bottles out of hot water. He kept moving it toward Brew's stomach. The breathing was terrible. Brew's breathing, sucking air. I looked at his face. He wasn't moving. His mouth was closed. Where was the breathing coming from? The helicopter's engines whined. The medic bent over Brew. I got nothing, man. I got nothing. Okay, that's it. The medic turned to me quickly. He started wiping my face, the corners of my mouth. How you doing, big guy? I nodded. You play basketball? Beyond the medic's shoulder, I could see them covering Brew. The medic was checking the bag above me. I tried to move so I could see what they were doing with Brew. The medic saw me. He moved into my line of vision. You're gonna be okay, he said. You just got a little concussion, a little steel, a little dirt, the whole thing. I heard the zipper. I didn't have to see it. I heard the zipper. The medic took my hand. He squeezed it. Then he took the other one and squeezed that one. Then he started on my legs. Perry! Perry! The voice came to me from a long way away. Come on, Perry. Wake up, man. I opened my eyes. A tall, dark-skinned brother with shades was standing over me. My mouth was dry. I tried to look around. There was a banner on the wall. It read, "That others may live." Where am I? In good hands, my man, the guy said. You gotta pee now. Pee? Yeah, that's the routine. You wake up, and we gotta bring the thing around so you can get rid of some of the fluids, dig it? Just relax, and I'll take care of it for you.